Welcome back
to another episode of Seriously Podcast with your host Brittany and Mary.
Oh my God, that's us.
All right.
Yes, if y'all don't know, which y'all probably forgot, but Seriously Podcast is the number one number one podcast out here recapping web series, giving you all the tea on your favorite web series and digital series, all of it. We are just here to have a good time.
That's all we want to do.
We are here to just give you everything you guys need.
So have a seat.
Get comfortable.
You can walk with this.
You could commute with it. You
can.
It's just a fun show. We bring good vibes, good energy.
That's it.
So we've been gone for a minute, but we're back again. And we're just really trying to give y'all great content. We're sorry.
We're very sorry. And we appreciate your patience.
Yes, we do. We appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for contacting us. During our normal business hours. We're sorry. Deeply sorry. We're saddened that we left you guys high and dry for about 4 months.
If that? Yeah. I know y'all disappointed.
I know.
We're so sorry.
but we're going to make it up to y'all. We're going to just pick up right where we left off, y'all. I mean, our last episode, we were telling y'all about the party. It did happen.
Went off.
It was
lit.
It was really lit. So lit that there was a blackout in the city.
It was. I remember. I was drunk that night, y'all. I was a hot ass mess. Oh my God.
She was, y'all. I'm like, Mary, come take a picture. What?
She's a mess.
Well, we had an amazing time, y'all. Y'all already know the vibes. We got a lot of recaps and pictures up to see what went down. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our sponsors again: Black and Sexy TV, Color Content, Indie Creative Network, Kula, Naturally Good For You.
We had a whole gift bag full of items. Black Radiance.
Shout out to Lip Bar, y'all.
Lip Bar.
Yes.
And
Cakes and Things, she did the cupcakes for us, really hooked it up. Mm-hmm. So much fun, y'all.
Thank you to everyone that came out. Because, you know, like a lot of people couldn't make it because of the blackout.
Right.
But, you know, for those that were there, for those that showed us love, like, thank you so much.
Yes. We love y'all. So, I mean, from that party, we're just going to keep it moving and just keep doing things bigger and better for you guys. We're just really thankful for everything, y'all.
Yeah.
So we are going to pick up exactly where we left off. We're not going to miss a beat. We're just going to keep it moving, y'all. Last episode, we were talking about Hello Cupid, mm-hmm. episode 3. So today, we're definitely going to get into episode 4. Let's refresh our memory about this show a little bit.
It's about a dating show.
Yes.
There's 6 people.
That's true.
At the end, there's supposed to be one couple.
One couple for the win, yeah.
One couple for the win. They win a
$50,000 and a trip to a Caribbean island, if you will.
2 people are actually in a relationship. Whole fiance.
They're trying to scam the game.
And they're doing a horrible job.
Horrible job. Feelings are getting involved. There's jealousy. There's deceit. There's just the whole...
It makes no sense.
And then they're getting mad at it. It's just so
upset because you're dating other people in front of each other's faces.
Yes.
You guys are so mad, but a genius.
And y'all are losing.
Like, oh my God. The worst couple on the show. And y'all a real couple in real life. So y'all make no sense.
None.
We've read you so many times.
Yeah. And we're going to keep it. Keep it going.
It needs to be drilled into y'all's head that this was a big mistake. And somebody should slap y'all.
Yeah. And
most specifically Zaya, because this was her idea.
Zaya, she's in my book.
She's on the list.
She's on the list. She's in the book. I just can't with her. I just can't.
She's an other. She is different.
Yeah.
And her man, Terrence, whatever he want to call himself nowadays, he's a fool in love because he's following her.
Is he in love with her, though?
Who knows? I did not say a fool in love with her. I said a fool in love. Listen to me very well.
I got you. I just want to clarify because he's doing some questionable things.
Very questionable things.
So let's get into those questionable things, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're going to...
Remember in episode 3,
what happened?
At the end,
uh-huh.
You know, he had a date with Brianna. Yes, he did. Brianna's the spicy mommy, the Latina.
Latina, okay.
And he took his shirt off.
He did.
It got hot and wet up in there.
Wet and wild.
Make you want to sweat.
What's that?
112?
112. I love 112. What song is that?
Hot and wet.
What the hell?
What's that?
That's a B track. I don't know that one.
No,
that
yes, was a single? It sure was.
It was called Hot and
Wet. Girl, you make me want to sweat when you touch it like
that's
that.
That's when the new ones, when they left and came back.
I don't know what you're saying to me, girl.
No.
You're a young kid. Back in my day. I'm just kidding.
Back in my day. We were jamming to this.
Okay, but back to the show. At the end, when he went home to his fiance, you know, she has 21 questions after every single date.
Every time, even though
she saw it on TV.
So, but we also used to say, talk about how Zaya is a do as I say, not as I do.
Yes, she's
because
she's
girl. Heavily flirting with Drew.
Heavy.
There's a that's my man. Don't think I forgot.
still
we going on strong, but we'll get into that. Put a pin in that. So she's flirting with him and she don't like that, you know, and she's also keeping some things from Terry. So
yes.
She's kind of pressing him about it, but it's like, girl, look in the mirror.
She knows to press him because he'll answer, but he don't be questioning her like that. And that's how she likes to keep things.
Yes,
okay,
that's,
I am in control.
That's exactly how she likes
it. I run things around here.
I run this. So, ask me about me.
You know, just put a pin in all that, guys.
All right, so today we're going to go into episode 4 and 5, y'all. We're going to give you a double treat, y'all.
We have to because we missed out on so much and we feel like we owe you guys this.
Yes, so you're welcome.
And thank you so much for listening. Okay, so we're gonna just do double feature on y'all. All right,
let's get into episode 4 of Hello Cupid 3.0 on Black and Sexy TV. All right, so we left off with Zaya and Terry, you know, catching feelings for others.
Oh, others. Are
okay. And they're lighting the fire. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
They're at home, but they're not really connecting at home. They're
not
really
talking.
I don't
know where they be running off to.
You're right. Terry snuck out like, excuse me.
I have to be in the office. You work from home.
You work from home, sir. So we're on set. AJ's trying to get the tea from each castmate. He wants.
AJ's so messy.
He's so messy.
God,
okay,
so
Wendy
messy.
Williams.
Messy boots.
Messy boots. He's living for it. And they each are going up. Recaps of their dates and everything. So, Drew, he's sitting there looking exactly how I remember him. Okay. That's still my man. You know, we spent some time apart.
Okay.
But we're stronger than ever.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there.
He's in a happy mood. Just like everyone else seems to be on the
good vibe.
Except for Zaya.
Oh, she's big
visually
mad.
Visually upset.
Girl.
Big mad, like somebody made her sit there.
Where's your poker face?
Where is this coming from?
Why are you upset? What's going on?
No one really cares, but like the camera man
is messy because
he is zooming into
her
face. She's annoyed with everything. Anytime one of the girls answer a question, she's like rolling her eyes and it's like, mamacita, ¿qué pasó?
Hello.
What a problem.
Come on. So then AJ talks about his date with each of the other girls and he talks about the trending moment. Hashtag T-Bree.
Somebody's a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Like the world knows.
Worldwide. This is trending. It's on the Shade Room. It's on the Bossip. It's on all of those.
Black Twitter
going crazy. They love T-Bree. And Zaya is pissed. She's so pissed.
Beyond pissed. I don't even know like what else is there, but she's there.
Terrence, my man. You had quite the week, didn't you?
Nah, I just had the same week everyone else had.
No, bro, you ain't had that week.
I know, because you went from helping Zaya learn to control your tool to finger licking goodness with Jasmine to wet and wild with Bree.
They got real slippery.
Wait, hold on. I gotta ask, did you plan all this?
I planned what?
So, and even AJ's like, did y'all plan this little matching situation? Because they all got on chambray and denim.
She had a plan for them to wear denim.
Yes, she did.
Bree done made them look so basic because she's also wearing denim.
She's like, y'all ain't gonna leave me out.
She's like,
Chambray all day.
My memo? Are you stalking me and my man? Like, how do you know that we're all wearing denim?
We had a plan. Who told you? And even you see how Bree like complimented Zaya, like, "Oh, I love your dress, girl."
She gave her the nastiest fake smile, side eye. Girl, we don't have to do all this.
Why are you giving me heat? I don't know. I don't know that you're engaged.
What is she mad about? I don't understand.
She's a hater. She's so upset.
But she's beyond big mad.
I really think colossal. She really thought that she was going to come on this show and knock it out the park.
Yes.
Easy.
She was
no
like,
drama.
I've been watching this show since it began.
Yes, yes.
I know the ins and outs of what people are looking for.
And me and Terry are goals. We're goals.
People want to be
hashtag
us. We're
black love.
Married.
And she came here and got her world rocked.
World rocked. She is fumbling. She doesn't know what she's doing. She cannot grasp anything.
You're failing. Ugh.
So the guys lock in, you know, who they want. Oh. And Terrence is fidgety as hell.
First of all of them were acting like they didn't know how to use an iPad. Like,
no, Terrence, first of all, again, we had a plan. Why is it taking you 5 years to answer
Hello?
Who you want to go on a date
Hello?
With?
Hello? That's number one.
And you're fidgety as hell. Are you on crack? Like, what is going on? Why are you looking down? You're in the corner. Like, what's going on over
there?
Yes. Is
come
it crack?
Is something's going on.
Something is up.
What are the drugs? Let us know.
He doesn't want to look anybody in the eye mm-mm. when he's talking. Mm-mm. He's like, you know. Mm-hmm. What? No, we mm-hmm. don't know.
I know.
What are you talking about?
So they put their votes in.
Yes.
First of all, this is super awkward because what if nobody picks you as a woman and then...
You signed up for this.
And you sitting there looking dumb. Like, what if none of the guys picked you?
You signed up for this.
So, Terrence chooses Jasmine and Zaya. Trying to flip.
But no,
we already know the tea. Okay.
I guess he's
trying to get on track. So, Drew chose Brianna and Zaya. Uh-huh. But we already know who he's feeling. Okay, yeah. Bad picks. So we already know he's feeling Zaya. Ali chose Jasmine and Brianna. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, him and Zaya didn't have no type of connection at all. So the only one that actually matches the audience votes is Ali. Everyone else is like, this is what we want to see. We want to see Terrence and Bree and Terrence and Zaya or Drew and
Zaya.
Yeah. Did we choose?
I think that's in episode 5.
Oh, we didn't get that?
No, that was in episode 5. Mm. With it,
We got to see the audience choose.
I can't.
We got to see the audience choices because I remember I was like, I wish that the audience chose Jasmine and Brianna for Terrence. Like, imagine the audience didn't choose Zaya. That would have been the real gag. Like, I would have loved that. That would have been tea. But so they all get these choices and Zaya's mad.
Yo, Terrence, you look guilty as hell. What's going on?
He's hiding something. He
these
likes
are all
Brianna.
Signs of someone that's hiding something. Yeah, because he just does not want to be seen, does not want to be heard.
He doesn't
want to
be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore.
And first of all, congratulations on not having a sweater. Like,
oh. Don't think we forgot, Terry.
Thank you, Terrence.
You used to love a good sweater.
I mean, because you can't really get a denim sweater.
Little shawl collar.
That's
you never
not a
know.
Thing.
You never know.
That's not a thing.
You can't get a denim sweater.
So back at home.
But Zaya got the nerve to walk up the stage big mad. Like, sis.
So upset.
Sis.
Girl.
She's irritating.
Girl.
Irritating. She runs home to watch more episodes.
Not work.
But, not work.
She goes home to finally watch the episode. And he comes in like, what are you
doing? I thought we was going to watch it together.
Mind you, he saw it last night. Remember, he saw it already when she said, don't watch it.
Yes. Yep. He did.
He did. He saw it. And, of course, he walks into her watching him and Brianna. Mm. And, you know, 21 questions mm-hmm. again, part 5 at this point.
Maybe part 10.
And, you know, he shuts it down like saying, do you ever tell me what happens on your little dates?
Yes, I keep it chill.
Mama is upset because that's what she is. She's Zaya. Zaya is upset. Upset is Zaya.
This show is it's nothing.
Nothing? I asked you about your date, Terrence. I asked you what happened. Why wouldn't you just tell me? You knew I would see this.
I don't know. I should have.
Do you tell me everything that happens to you on these dates?
If you're trying to say something, just say it.
I'm just trying to make sure we're both held to the same standard here.
I'm not doing this with you right now.
Not doing
I'm going
what?
To the gym.
Not
to,
oh, you don't want to talk about the wedding anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You don't want to talk about slip-ups anymore.
I don't want to talk about this pettiness.
And 55 invites. Oh, it's petty.
Yeah.
It's petty when I do it. It's petty when I do it.
You're wrong, Terrence.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
But you're right.
I got to go. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Cat got your tongue? You ain't got nothing to say?
And all of a sudden, she got to go to Zumba class.
All of a sudden?
All of a
you're
sudden.
You're thinking about working out.
She got Pilates.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you now?
Okay.
Okay. She's like, I'm not doing this. Doing what? Answering questions?
Having a conversation?
Yeah. You're right.
An adult conversation? What's up?
Folding arms, doesn't want to answer questions, saying that you're flipping it on me. All signs of a liar. Someone that's
These
holding
are all some the signs.
Hiding something. You guys are a match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of them. Maybe they are right for each other.
Good for y'all. I'm so proud of you guys. Do you catch that Terrence was like, I'm going to see what Bree doing tonight.
Yes, you did that.
I said,
you want to play it like that.
Okay.
Okay. You manning up.
And she still walked. That would have had me turn around.
Like, I'm staying.
Let's talk.
Say that again.
Who?
Say it again.
Who you checking for?
Okay. You going to call who?
Because he left out the same way. Where are you guys going? I thought he was going to go grab her to come back inside to talk. He went somewhere else.
He wants to hide. No, he doesn't want to talk to her.
12 hours later, I don't know where she is, but don't they live in the same home?
Yes.
And she's like, we can't keep giving each other the silent treatment. I'm like, we? Girl, you the one that left. What are you talking
about? You're the one that didn't want to talk to me. So what's happening?
Because when he asked you questions, you said, I'm not doing this. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So who's giving who the silent? What is this we you speak
Maybe
of?
This is her I'm going to be the bigger person here.
Yeah.
But first of all, she said, we need to stop giving each other the silent treatment for the cameras. The producers will catch on. Not for our marriage. Not for our relationship. For the cameras. Where are your priorities, Zaya? She
You're
don't care.
The one that started this.
She
what are you talking
care.
About?
She don't care.
She does not care.
She's just
damn.
Trying to win.
That's all she cares.
And at what
for.
Cost?
At what cost?
At what cost? But yeah, because he ended up talking about Drew, pulling the Drew situation in her face, too. Because it's like...
And that's a touchy subject.
That's Drew a touchy subject. That's when she has to go to Pilates.
Subject.
Because she's
like, I gotta work out
too.
This frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So the next date is a obstacle course. Ugh. Who asked for this date?
Who? Because they have this extreme sport, Survivor, Amazing Race.
For a date?
That's when I would have had to bow down. Thank you guys for this opportunity. I'm not doing this.
This is not love to me. I don't think I will find love.
What am I gonna learn?
Doing an obstacle course.
I don't want this.
And I just met these men, remember?
I don't want this.
I'm going to leave.
You're forcing me to work out. Vote me off.
Mind
Vote
you.
Me off the island.
She went to Pilates tonight.
I know.
Vote me off because I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it. I would definitely not do it. I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
SpongeBob
this can't be love. This is not how I find
this
love.
This is not love.
I don't believe this.
So AJ's giving them the rules. You got to be a time sport. We got to get in, get out.
And
they're
time
moving
too?
So slow.
Like, what?
Yes. No. What am I learning?
And it's multiple courses that they're doing.
But they were moving so slow. Like, there was no time.
Yeah. I mean, they end up finishing the first part. But Zaya is, she's freaking out.
She's freaking out.
Crying.
She's
I'm not doing this. I don't do heights.
Mm-hmm.
And then she.
She's a damsel in distress.
Oh, my God. A bad one at that. Bad acting. I was girl.
I just can't.
Stop
I just,
it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Terrence, I can't.
And he's like, listen. And then she's like, she decides she wants to kiss him.
Mad awkward.
Awkward,
so
random.
Awkward.
Weird.
Because nothing. Because he even looked like, I don't know what that was.
Why? Why that moment?
I thought we had plans. Like, do they not talk about their plan?
No, they don't talk at all. Where have you been? This silent
they had
treatment.
A dental plan.
That's the last time they had a full conversation. They don't talk. But she would just overcome with emotions. And so that's why she was like, let me kiss my man. Like, I love him. He saved me. Because
apparently she's scared of heights.
Apparently. Put a pin in that. Put a pin in that.
I'm like, I know she's not about to fall out. Like, that's what I felt like she was doing with all this. To faint? I can't do it, Terry. I can't do it, Terrence. My girl, shut up, man.
Shut up. Like, what are you trying to do? Did she do this for like a trending moment?
I thought so, yeah.
So you don't think that she was truly scared?
No, I don't think so. And then that awkward kiss, like...
Was she trying to be trending?
Yeah, I think she was trying to make it like, damsel in distress, he's my prince that came to save me.
Snow White.
He put me in like such a safe space.
Such a safe space.
Because, you know... The producers are all in her face, and he's like, give me a minute. Give me a minute with her. And then he grabbed her face and was like, hey.
Hey.
You know?
I'm not doing the next one.
What do you mean?
I'm not doing the next one. Like, what are you talking about?
We gotta get ready and go on to the next episode. I'm not doing it.
Are you kidding me right now?
One second.
I'm not doing that.
What's going on?
I can't do it, I can't do it. I can't go up that high. I can't do heights. Terrence.
Hey, look. It's okay. All right? It's okay. It's just...
So that's when she randomly kissed him, and she looked like, oops, and he looked like, it was just...
Do you think she kissed him for the camera, or was it a real, like, genuine moment?
Camera. You know she was thinking about the camera?
Very true. But I'm thinking about that now. Initially, I did think it was, like, overcome with emotion, but now I think she's just a liar. And just trying to get that trending moment. Zaya the liar.
Zaya the liar. What do you mean? I think that the only genuine moment was when they were on that pole.
Log,
whatever. And, you know, they hugged. And I was like, oh, this is a cute couple. Mm. Until they came down to the ground, back to Mother Earth.
Back to Mother Earth.
And she lost it. I'm not gonna lie. At first, I did think she was over it. Like, I'm not doing the show anymore. I was like, that's what she was about to say. The way she was like, I'm not doing this. And then when she kissed him and it was awkward, that's what I was like, oh, that was for the cameras.
Yeah. But maybe she is afraid of heights, but she definitely heightened her emotions.
No, I don't think she was ever afraid.
Nothing. So,
heights, no.
She just said, let me give you guys a notebook moment.
Notebook.
Let me give you
that's
guys.
What it was.
Okay.
Oh my God. So, notebook.
Got it. You almost had me, Zaya.
Almost.
But I got it.
At the end, she looked like, oops. And he looked like, no one told me we were going to kiss.
No one told me. She didn't even know. She didn't know what she wanted to do.
She knew what she was doing. I mean, they're not trending.
They're not.
So we have to do something.
They have to get trended.
We got to get the ratings. Got to get them. Episode 5 now.
Episode 5. Because... things are heating up, and things are getting a bit crazy.
Things are not adding up, is what I would say.
Things are heating up, but not adding up.
Yes. Episode 5 starts off with Zaya doing the same foolishness, another obstacle course. Obstacle course, but this time she's with your man, Drew.
My man, but he was acting real corny.
And Mama's an expert all of a sudden. She does extreme sports. She's part of the Olympic team all of a sudden. She's dragging him up the damn wall.
All of a sudden, she's Catwoman.
She is.
Leaping from tree to tree.
And she's like, come on. Like,
hold on to my back. Like,
I got this.
Who? What happened? What happened?
What was the shift?
When did you become this new woman?
Overnight?
What are you trying to tell us? Where do we go from here?
Are you about this life or not?
Or not? Are you winning the Amazing Race or what?
For real, girl. You literally dragged him up the damn wall when they were rock climbing. She's like, get your butt up here.
She had him by the neck. Like, what's up?
Come on. She did that jump.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing.
It was nothing. Catwoman on him.
Because it was nothing.
It was nothing. She had no problem.
This was light work for her with Drew.
Put a pin in that, y'all. So, we're back on set. AJ got the same comments and concerns.
AJ is here for the questions and the answers. He wants to know what is going on. And he's not going to let it go.
No.
Until he hears the truth.
That's it. That's it.
He's going to ask you in different ways. Until he gets the excellent, answer he's looking for.
Excellent journalism, okay? Top-notch journalism. He wants to know the answers.
Yes, yes.
If you don't want to give them to him, he's going to find it from somebody else.
Wait, hold up, y'all, because Zaya, I mean, it was such a struggle on day one, but on day two, what happened?
I mean, listen, that was a lot. That was 50 feet suspended in the air, okay? I don't even do heights.
Wait, hold on. Can we freeze frame that? You guys see that? You did it on day two.
Yeah. Right, that's because I don't like to lose.
Or maybe it's because you have two extremely supportive partners in Terrence and Drew.
Because Zaya's kind of like, oh, you know, it was just, you know, different. It was just different. Like, she wasn't saying nothing.
She was saying literally no words.
Nothing.
Just words is what it was. But it had no value.
Words mean things. And you're they not do. Saying anything.
They do. She's just, you know, I mean, I'm scared of heights. Like,
yeah.
He's like, are you? Because he's like,
if we could just roll that back,
you literally dragged. True. And now y'all
AJ had the receipts. AJ had the receipts, and he was not here for her games.
He's like, what do you think about Drew Z?
What's up? Because you got a hashtag now.
I mean, yeah, it was just different. You know, he was there for me. It was a nice moment.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
Very vague.
Okay. So Drew was like, listen, I followed her lead. I didn't
don't
have
do
to.
This
I, didn't, I followed her lead. This. I didn't have a problem with that. I gave her what she needed.
He's making it very clear he has eyes for Zaya.
And that he's the man that can provide for Zaya.
And Terrence, big mad.
Big mad. Last episode, Zaya was heated. This episode, Terry want the smoke. Like,
he
what's
got a sweater
up?
Sweater on again. He got he backed
that
himself.
Sweater gives him that Superman powers. You know, Clark Kent.
It really does.
You know it.
Cause he be getting real bold when he got a sweater on.
He be getting bold with a sweater.
Cause when he had the denim, you know, he was fidgety in the corner, didn't want to talk to nobody. The sweater gave him life.
Yes, it did.
Give him powers.
It did.
Sweater gave him powers. I'm here for
oh
it.
Oh my gosh. So no matter their effort, T-Bree is still trending.
Oh my god.
Worldwide. Oh, AJ is
they
like
could do the simplest thing.
They could just trip and people are like, oh my god, the cutest thing. Because they played back their date and there was nothing super cute about it. That was like,
it wasn't, I mean, I think they said they did a good job, but it did look fun watching them too.
Okay, maybe I gotta watch it again.
Zaya and Drew, it looked like y'all just got through the course.
Okay, I guess T-Bree had more fun.
They had fun.
They
were smiling, laughing with each other.
Okay.
And with Zaya, it was just like, we're just going to finish this course.
Yeah, let's just get through it. Because AJ and Jasmine, they broke records, okay? They said...
They thought they was winning a prize at the end of this.
Yeah, wrong show. Not Survivor. not Amazing Race. Wrong show, guys.
For love? Not sure if you read that on your contract.
This is called Hello Cupid. I think you guys are in the wrong place. Biggest Loser, Adam Vanell.
No, we're not doing that.
No, none of those. So no matter the efforts, T-Bree is still like top notch, number one. People still love them. And
Bree
Terrence
is still open like a can of worms.
Oh, she loves herself some Terrence.
She is in love with some Terrence.
She wants to take him home.
And he keeps acting like he's not interested when they're on set.
Yeah.
At the dates. She's his number one.
She's the number one. That's his queen
That's
right
the
there.
The person he gets to have fun with.
Yes.
Because with Zaya, no fun. So boring.
Because didn't he say like, oh, with Bree is easy?
Oh.
That was a shot.
That was a shot.
That's the second time he said that.
He made a notion
about it being easier. Yes. Like,
taking notes.
Oh gosh. Come on. So this whole time Terrence and Drew are going at it.
Oh my god.
Going at it.
Terrence, you look like a big fool with your sweater.
which is Shaw Caller.
You looked like a fool because Drew was sitting there cool, calm, and collected.
So just chill.
So chill. And that's you're getting big mad over Drew. Someone who, according to everyone else, is not your girl.
According. Okay, according.
So you look like you're really in your feelings, and no one understands why.
We don't get it. You're acting like you're a fiance to her. Oh, wait.
You are. You are. However, on this show.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. Nobody cares.
So.
She carried you up that damn wall.
Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in it for the long game.
And I wouldn't have had to steal a cheap-ass cheek kiss at the end either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if we want to talk about footage.
Well, I'm in it for the long game, you understand? It takes a real man to know when to follow.
You wouldn't know a real man if he hit you in the face, because I promise you he's about to.
Hey, come on, y'all.
First of all, I don't see how no one else is catching on yet. Like, how come Terrence and Zaya are always so upset?
Always upset. I wish they would have spoke more about, you know, her awkward kiss with him. Like,
yeah, they didn't go in. Like, that wasn't
really
normal.
If he really wanted to save the moment, he should have been like, you know, I was really surprised that she kissed me, but, you know, I really enjoyed it. Something.
Yeah.
But he's sitting there mad. Like, boy, what are you doing?
Because he's really sitting there acting like...
She cheated on him.
Or acting like Zaya kissed Drew. Like, she kissed you. So what is the problem?
He could have really made Drew look like a fool, too. Like, oh, you know, y'all kissed on... You kissed on
right.
the cheek,
she
but,
kissed,
you know,
right, she kissed me. You kissed her. But you're not even thinking like that. You're too busy mad.
So upset. Y'all so dumb.
You are really dumb. For real.
Y'all so stupid.
You are dumb.
Okay, so the final couples are Drew and Zaya, Zaya and Terrence and Brie.
Terrence and Zaya are third place. They're last place.
Oh, yes.
People
don't
are kind of like, first of all, I don't know how they even made it in the cut. Because I don't think viewers really stood for them.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, who is it? Terrence and Brie, T-Brie, Zaya and Drewzy.
Yeah.
And then these people.
These people. I was really surprised that Terrence and T-Brie wasn't number one because the way they're trending worldwide, like.
I mean, because their date was cute, but.
But I think in general, it's like a voting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like from.
I thought it was for that week.
Oh, I don't know.
And Zaya. Yeah. So mad.
But Ali and Jasmine get the boot. Mm-hmm. But they're okay.
They are okay.
They are okay. Because
they're just happy that they came in first at the obstacle course. Yes. But
they said, now we're going to go to Survivor and win that.
You guys can see us there.
They're chilling. They're chilling.
Yes, yes.
So we got this tension because already Drew and Zaya already had something. Brie and Terrence got something going on. Mm-hmm. And Terrence and Zaya are engaged, so it's drama. It's drama.
It's drama. Pants on fire.
Pants on fire.
So we backstage.
Yep.
And, you know, Brie, she needs answers.
Oh, my gosh.
How could you choose Jasmine over me? And then you're over here kissing up on Zaya? Like, I'm low-key feel some type of way about that. Like, I really just want to know what to expect going into this next round.
Let me know right now, are you a good guy or not?
She's been too deep. Her feelings are in it.
Her feelings are in it because she's, I mean, she thinks this man is single.
We have amazing.
We have an amazing time.
We have amazing date. But when it's time to vote, you don't know my name.
You don't know me now.
You don't know me.
I'm not chose. You don't chose. I'm not chosen. You're not choosing me.
You don't chose me.
I mean, he's gaslighting the hell out of her. And she don't know how to take it.
She don't know. She's confused. I mean, I would be confused,
she's innocent
too.
In this. She is very innocent.
Innocent pawn.
And so they messing with feelings. And I feel like it's getting to him. Like, he feels bad because, you know, he does have, like, a great connection with her. People love to use that word, connection.
But what I didn't like about this was, if you're going to play the game, play the game. Because why couldn't he just be like, you know what, Brie, you're cool, but I really like Zaya. Like, just tell her the truth. The truth, quote unquote.
His feelings are in there.
Yes, and that's my problem with you. You're really involved.
Yes,
you're really involved.
You have to be.
And I feel like she just wanted the truth. So if you was to say, I like you, you cool, let's just be friends, you'd be like, okay, no problem. I'll direct my attention somewhere else.
Yeah, but he said, no, it's not you.
It's me.
If you're not one of the good guys, then please, like, shoot me a flare or something.
It's not that, okay? This is just, it's a lot, you know?
But this is gaslighting her because you have all this energy on the dates. Yeah. It's good times.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're not choosing her.
Yeah. So when she's it comes confused. To voting.
You're still touching
all
her.
All he had to say was, I'm good, love, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have been on her way. And she's
like,
cool.
I agree with what you said. He could have said, like, I'm really feeling Zaya. That's my number one.
Yeah. But you cute.
But he wants to keep on the back burner.
Make him on the back burner.
Keep on the side real quick. Just in case he knows things with Zaya are not going to
Shaggy
last.
Shaggy said, let me keep this going.
Keep you right here.
Let me stir the pot.
Don't you move.
Okay.
You stay right there, baby girl. Don't you move. I'll be right back.
I'll be right on back. So he leaves. Last one.
Were
to
they
leave.
There until the nighttime? Like, why was it daytime? I'm like, y'all been there for 24 hours.
Maybe they've been there since like 3 in the morning. I don't know.
But he had car trouble.
Yeah. So yeah. The producer comes out. She's like, you good? And he's like, yeah, just call AAA. When?
That's what I said. I said,
when?
You went in your car, you started it, it didn't work, you stepped out. What are you, why are you lying to this woman?
He's like, oh, they'll be here in like seven hours.
When?
So whatever.
You didn't even touch your phone.
You didn't even look at your phone. Why are you lying?
You're lying already.
When?
This is a part of you now. It's been a part of you.
And he did
it
so easily.
You do it so much.
Yeah, just called AAA.
Yeah, just called AAA. They said they're coming right now. When? You're a liar.
A liar. So she's like, don't even worry about it. I'll put it on the card.
Immediately. I got a card for you right here. Come on.
Let's go. Come on.
So, you know, Zaya is Zaya. She's upset because she has to go pick him up way down there,
way
45
downtown.
Minutes away from their home.
Yeah.
I said, why would he choose an address so far away from the
home? Right. Just say you live around the corner.
Yes,
like,
you could have said anything. This guy is stupid.
He's like, oh, you remember my grandma lives there.
I'm like, Zaya, do you really want to marry this man?
Is
because
this who,
he's not smart.
Is this your king?
Is this your king? He's not very smart. I would have been like, oh, my friend, I'm going to my friend's house. I could just walk there.
Yeah.
You could have said anything.
That's it. Hello. And then Zaya could have
picked. I wanted to go grab something to eat. I'll be right there while I'm waiting for my car.
Hello.
Stupid.
You're putting yourself in these situations. These
you like
stupid
that.
Situations.
He wants to do it subconsciously so he can break up with Zaya.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yep.
He's trying to stir the pot, make her even more upset.
Mm-hmm. So she could be like, I'm done with
right.
this.
Right.
And he'll be like.
So he's like, great.
Bri, I mean, I tried.
Brianna, what's
where
up?
You at?
What's up?
Been waiting on the
been
kid.
Waiting for you at the door.
Okay.
So she's pissed. She's pissed.
Of course she is.
There's so much tension in this car. You could cut it with a knife.
She's been thinking because she's been watching the show.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's what she do.
She ran.
She watching mobile.
She's obsessed.
She watching her on desktop, Apple TV. She's watching.
She's on social media and she's watching it on TV. Like,
oh, yeah.
She
at the same
knows
time.
Every scene.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's just like, how come we in last place and we a whole real couple?
And where's our hashtag? Where?
Like, she's obsessed at this point. She yep. cannot
First of all,
get
you
over
lucky
it.
You even made it to third place at all.
Because you're boring as hell, girl. You're I don't boring. Even know. Y'all just made it by the chin, chin, chin.
And I don't know how she made it twice. Her and Drew and her and Terrence. Like, girl.
Her and Drew are interesting to watch.
Okay.
Her
it's
and Terrence
sexy.
Is, yeah, it's sexy
it's
because
sexy.
It's like a, I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not really
Drew.
Sure because he's trying and you acting like you're not interested. But
you're interested.
You're interested. But with Terrence, it's just like,
Yeah.
It's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see here.
So you guys just made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you are upset.
Yeah. And he's like, you and Drew can't keep y'all hands off each other. Da-da-da. I'm like, she kissed you, bro.
I know. Have we forgotten this? It was that much of an awkward kiss.
Yeah.
We both forgot about this.
And then she's all, oh, when you and Selena's, I fell out when she
yes.
called her Selena's.
So you're racist, first of all.
Number one. Cut it out. She
Let's
didn't
do that.
Anything.
She's innocent here.
Innocent pawn.
And you're mad.
You're so upset and you're blaming her.
Yeah.
She's here. She's playing by the rules. She's a single girl looking for love.
Yeah.
And you're mad at her.
Yeah. And they're both mad at each other because they both did the same thing. At the obstacle, I cannot say words.
The Oscars?
Obstacle course.
Obstacle. Mm-hmm.
He chose to help Bree and be there for her in that
but
moment.
But he was there for Zaya as well.
No, listen to what I'm
listening.
Saying. They're both upset at the same thing. He mm-hmm. chose to be there for her mm-hmm. by, you know, when she came down from the...
Who? I need names.
Bree.
Okay.
When she came down from doing that jump, he was there for her. He gave her a hug. Okay. Cheered her up.
Yep.
She chose Zaya now to help Drew when she pulled him up doing rock climbing. She could have left him down
when
there.
When she put him on her back.
Yes, when she put in that work. Because that's what upset Drew. That's what upset Terrence. He was like, you couldn't put, I can't keep y'all hands off each other. Mm-hmm. Y'all both mad at the same thing.
But it's stupid. It's
I never
stupid.
Said it was smart. I'm just saying they both dumb.
At the end of the day, y'all should trust each other. And Zaya freaking kissed you on the mouth. That's yeah. a big gesture. Does no one else see that?
I don't think no. Everyone's. I guess people on social media saw what we saw, which was that the kiss was awkward because the other gestures with the other people sparked reactions on social media. Mm-hmm. It created Drew Z and T Bree still remained where it is. But y'all ain't got no hashtag.
I don't understand because what and it's weird because even Jasmine and Ali got a hashtag. So why, how did Terrence and Zaya even make it to the cut? Like people don't care about them.
Nobody likes y'all.
It's rigged. The voting is rigged.
Has to be. The Zaya, voting who are you working is rigged. For? Who works for you? Because there has to be somebody.
The producer got to be your cousin because
you know what I think it is. Okay. Our original theory.
Which was
bring that the
back.
Producers know that they live together, so that's why they're keeping them on
Mona
the
Scott,
show.
Mona Scott,
so like, they can mm-hmm. drop that bomb.
Mm-hmm. So AJ be like, "I did some digging, and
so our producers found out.
So can you guys explain this?
That's what they're waiting for. Because there's no way like they would still be on the show. There's they don't have a hashtag.
They don't. If you don't have a hashtag, you do not exist.
You do not exist. You're not doing anything for the show. The show is
people
care. Are talking about
you're not
the hashtags.
Trending. So you're invisible. You're not trending.
So why are you still here? Why?
It's rigged.
Because they know.
It's rigged.
They know.
We found out it's rigged.
We're just waiting for the right moment to drop that bomb on you.
Drop that bomb. So Terrence goes into the store to pick her up some tampons, and he's sitting there reading labels, reading nutrition facts. I don't know.
How long you been in this relationship with this girl? You don't know.
You
what
don't
box
know
she
what she
want.
Why are you like trying to
are
figure out?
Are you now
out?
Interested in ingredients? Like what's going on? Why are you looking at the box?
Why just pick it up and go to the cash register?
That's it.
What are you doing?
Have you not purchased tampons for your girl before?
You seem like you knew exactly where years. To go. What was that? So he's sitting there reading the facts, and somebody. Pulls up.
Jasmine,
like,
with that
was
accent.
Was that Jasmine? I didn't hear an accent.
Terrence? You didn't hear an accent?
Terrence?
That was Jasmine.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that was Jasmine.
So why didn't they show her face?
Because it's supposed to be like a surprise. The cliffhangers.
I don't know. First Harry? Of all, Jasmine would wear like a little dress. And I don't think she would wear just a sweatshirt.
That is true, but maybe she only did that on the show.
Maybe. I don't know. But that would be a good plot twist if it is Jasmine, because she's going to be like, oh, can you give me a ride? And then she going to pull up and see Zaya in the car.
Or they're going to be taking too long to talk. Zaya going to come in there like
what's going on?
What's the hold up?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then just ruin it for herself.
And Zaya never liked Jasmine because she didn't even want to give her a hug goodbye. Like when she
was leaving the show.
She was just like, bye.
Zaya is a true definition of a hater.
She is.
She's a hater. Miserable.
negative.
Angry.
Just negative.
Mad black woman.
But why is she mad?
Let's try to why she has a lot of this anger is self-inflicted.
Of course it is.
A lot of it.
Yes. Because she has a career.
She has it.
She says.
We don't see it.
She has a mind.
Questionable.
Mm-hmm. She has a home. Might not be hers forever.
Might not be hers. Might not be hers.
So I understand why she's I think I get it.
Okay, I mean, I guess I can. Her job, man, and career just...
Yeah, she has a man, but she also has a side dude that's interested in her, and she can't really get involved with him.
She's mad because she has feelings for Drew, and she is mad that she thought Terrence was the one, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, seeing them together...
Nothing. Mm-mm. You feel nothing, right?
I thought they were a cute couple in the beginning But now I see there's more fire with, like, Zaya and Drew.
I just want to know how that conversation came about. I wish we could go in an episode where she brings it up to him and they really dissect how they think they can win. Like, did you think you can go on dates with other people and just not speak? Is that how you thought the dates would go? And then just only speak with each other?
Right, right. How did y'all think it was going to go?
I'm so confused. I don't understand how this.
Because you would have got kicked off the show because people would have been like, y'all not talking. Y'all, what are you doing?
Were you expecting to just do the bare minimum when you're with these other people?
That's what Zaya thought.
That she's not thinking things
she's
through.
She's not thinking anything. But I will give it... Zaya, even though she likes Drew, she don't really try to give him too much. She kind of like, oh, please. Oh, please.
She plays hard to get.
Yeah, she does.
But then it's her body language that tells everyone, including Drew, you're feeling him.
You're feeling the kid.
You're feeling
but Terry,
him. He's touching.
Terry's all in, though.
Terry is touching.
He's taking his shirt off, getting wet. Wow, let's play hopscotch. Doing the most. Like,
and that was so not part of the plan.
So I can kind of see
her anger.
I can see it. Yes. I can see it.
Because he don't listen. He's stupid. That's what I'm saying. He is dumb.
And that's why y'all don't have a hashtag. That's exactly why. Terry's not listening. And then he's confused.
We were on one road. Terry decided, I'm just going to go here. I'm just going to see what's over there.
Real quick. I'll be right. I'm going to take a U-turn.
And it's too late.
Zaya's like, but we're on the main road.
Main road. And you can't go back.
It's
one way.
So one way.
What are you doing?
Now you missed the train. Come on. Come on. So I get it. I can get it. I'll give her that.
Yes.
I'll definitely give her that. It's Terrence's fault. Because
he's
now
taking off his sweater. He's like, oh my God, what are you doing?
You're too trying to be so involved in the know. You're feeling Brianna.
Brie is easy.
It's easier. It's less stress.
But you would think that him and Zaya would just act like it's regular date night. Like, why do y'all put so much pressure?
Right. Like, why don't y'all have a hashtag? If y'all really was black love, it should be easy.
It should have been easy.
But they're too busy trying to be like, thinking too much.
They're overthinking it. And maybe it's the fact that they've been in a relationship so long that they're just comfortable with each other. And there's no, like, real spark there anymore.
Mm. She brought out the spark. You need the spark.
Yes, you have to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And maybe they're just comfortable and that's why they're getting married. Because it's like, we've been together this long. The mature thing would be to get married.
The mature thing. That's true. That's true.
Because they're having, quote unquote, fun with others.
There's so much fun.
They're smiling with others.
There's so much, like, because definitely you see the spark. There's spark with Zaya and Drew. There's spark with Brianna.
It's all about the spark.
And Terry. The spark is so important, y'all. Mm-hmm. A guy can have everything you need, yeah. But if you and him don't have that spark...
That's like, you're just there.
Be like, oh my God, he's so cool. He's this, he's that. He got the job.
But if you don't light up thinking about this person,
there's
just
nothing
there.
That you can do. Do you think people can grow into the spark?
I think so. Because, I mean, didn't that happen with like arranged marriages? Like they grew into a spark.
Can you grow into a spark? Like if a guy like really likes you, but you don't really like him because there's no spark there.
No, that's happened way too many times. I know that in my life that it's not happening.
I feel like I can't do it either. If it's not there, the initial spark is not there. We can't light the match. It's broken. It's broken.
And you can't bring two sticks together to make a fire.
I didn't go to Girl Scouts.
That's a lot of work that you would have to put in. That's what I'm saying. I think that only works for like an arranged marriage because you have to stay in that marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you guys have to find a way to like fall in love with each other.
Right. True.
But if you have the option to just be living your life free and you know that spark just doesn't come, you're just gonna move on.
You're just gonna have to move on
because you have that luxury to just move on.
But let me get a Drew. I'm going to find the spark. I'm going to light the match.
Something about him is just so corny.
Drew?
Yes. Something about him is just very corny. That's just like, I look at him like.
You're just. Well, I want you to look at him that way. I don't want you to look at him any other way. But you don't see what I see.
That's what I'm saying. Something about him is just very corny. Like, shut
up. All right. Like, I'm going to turn your mic off. How do you turn this off?
Like, when he goes into his little, I mean, I'm just.
He's chill.
Like, shut up.
He's smooth.
You and Zaya feel it. And that's cool.
And that's cool for y'all.
That's really cool for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever.
What do you think is going to happen in the next episode?
I low-key think that just in general,
What?
I'm not saying for next episode, but later down the line, I really feel that Zaya and Terrence are going to make it through because it just seems
like. That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
It just seemed like it's so obvious that they don't. I don't know. Because I don't see why would they.
To that.
I didn't commit to it. As I was saying to it.
You thought about it. You said, no, I don't see them together.
No. I said it, but I didn't picture it. Yeah. So. Never mind.
I think this experience has definitely opened their eyes.
They're just going to be friends.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Zaya wants to be his friend. She is angry.
She needs counseling.
Zaya, we talk about getting counseling.
What about a therapist?
But what would you say to your therapist? Like, if they asked you, like, why are you upset? I mean, I'm on a dating show, mm-hmm. but I'm also engaged to another person on the dating show. And so we thought that we can just, you know, do the show,
right.
win the show,
right.
win the prize.
Right. But what happened?
You know, he didn't listen. Uh-huh. He started, you know, showing right. another woman. Entertaining another woman.
Right. Did you not think of that happening before you signed up for the show?
You know
there was other single people on the show.
You know.
That all competing for love.
You know.
Everyone wanted. Zaya, please leave.
Get out of my office.
Please escort yourself out. Sign out at the front desk. Thank you.
Who referred you to me? I need to speak to that client.
Need to not have them bring any more stupidity in my office. Wasting my pro bono. Wasting my hours.
Oh, honestly, what were you thinking? Please, somebody out there has to have a reason.
Yeah.
I want someone to explain to us like how this makes sense.
Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Please.
I just don't get it.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. So we're just going to end it there. Thank you guys again for your patience with us.
Yes, please. We're sorry.
We're so sorry.
We're really going to do better. We're really trying to do better. Like, we got y'all.
We're going
to
do better. We're going to be bringing more content to you guys, either on the podcast or our YouTube channel. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe. Seriously, TV. Hope y'all didn't unsubscribe and unfollow us.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
Give us a minute.
Give us a minute.
We've had a lot going on, y'all. But we're here. We're here.
We don't want to make excuses, but still.
I know.
We have a lot going on. We appreciate you guys' support. We appreciate your patience with us. Please continue to tell a friend about Seriously Podcast. Don't forget to check out our website, seriouslypodcast.com, and to follow us on all social platforms at Seriously Podcast.
Yes. I know y'all might be mad at us because we've been gone, but leave a little review. Not a bad one, but like a nice one.
Don't mention anything about y'all took too long.
Right.
Don't
say, y'all don't been come missing for mad long. Let's not
Please,
do that.
Don't come for our next.
Let's not do that. Just log on to the Apple Podcast app and just leave a nice little review.
Yes.
We got some contests coming up too, y'all, because we have some sponsored episodes coming up as well with contests coming up. So maybe we'll pick a contest winner from our reviews.
Yeah. So make sure y'all reviewing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay. Until next time, y'all. Which y'all will see us next time. All right. We want to make that very clear. Bye.
Bye, y'all.